West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County investigators believe a social media post that made the rounds locally early Monday where a male had threatened to, quote, shoot up Central was a revived message from years ago and most likely targeting a Central school elsewhere.
So we were contacted by the school this morning that the school had received some screenshots of appeared to be what was a Snapchat that was threatening to shoot up a Central school. Obviously, anytime we receive any type of information like that, we always take it super serious because unfortunately, in the days and times that we're in, you know, we have to look into every detail.
Ashley Halsey is the public information officer for the Carroll County Sheriff's Office.
What we did early on is reached out to GEMA and Homeland Security, and we did find out through the course of the day that this does appear to be an older threat that is now being recirculated, and it could have been possibly circulated by some of the students at the high school, but once we spoke with GEMA, Homeland Security, we felt a lot better that this was not a specific threat and that the children at Central High School or Central schools were not in danger.
And while this alleged threat fortunately turned out to be a hoax, Halsey encourages anyone who may come across threats to local schools on social media to notify local law enforcement agencies as soon as possible. Post 2 Bremen City Councilwoman Sally Thomason has been handed 4 more years on council after her lone challenger removed his name from consideration this week. On the first day of early voting Monday, Bremen City officials said Stephen Stapp had withdrawn from the race, citing a personal issue. Stapp's name will remain on early voting ballots, however, will be removed from Election Day ballots on November the 7th. The only other race on the ballot in Bremen City this year is for Post 2 on the Bremen City School Board. That race has Tony Armas and Corey Coates running for the post currently held by Brandel Lovern. Lovern did not qualify to seek re-election in 2023. The Carroll County Board of Education this week expected to appoint an interim member to represent District 4 on the school board until the current term ends on December 31st, 2024. On Monday, the board listened to introductions from 2 individuals interested in filling the unexpired term of Clayton Kerbo, who passed away in August at the age of 46. Hoping to be considered for the appointment are LaWanna Knight, who retired in May of 2022 after 30 years as an employee of Carroll County Schools, and Tamara Ogletree, who is an associate professor in the Department of Literacy and Special Education at the University of West Georgia. The school board is expected to appoint Kerbo's successor on Thursday. Bremen High School's graduation rate dropping more than 2.5 points from the class of 2022 to the class of 2023. Bremen City Schools District remains above the state average, the state average of 84.4%. According to the Department of Education's final numbers released this month, 156 of the 164 Bremen High School 2023 class graduated on time, resulting in a 95.1% graduation rate. The rate for Bremen High was 97.8% last year and 97.6% in 2021. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.